All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Each and every week, we get tremendous interviews with the Dynamo head coach, Todd Ramos. It's all brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com here in Houston, our presenting sponsors. And he joins us now. Tab, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you on. You're coming off a nice preseason match with Louisville FC and John Hackworth, former Dynamo Danny Cruz. What'd you get out of that game?
A lot, actually, because I really felt like Louisville was going to, was going to be the game that would be closest to an MLS team. You know, I think they have good players. They have a good team. You know, they play a good transition game. And so I felt like it was a good first measuring stick for us. And I think, for being the first test this early on, I feel like we passed that test.
Todd Ramos, Houston Dynamo, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, we'll play the Austin Bowl. That game is open to the public. And then it's on the weekend, Austin FC. So you'll get that MLS competition soon. Some subtle things maybe you saw out of the Louisville game that you could share with us.
Well, I think the fact that we're getting a little bit more and more organized with our middle press, I think we're doing that fairly well. And we're becoming a really dangerous team. You know, teams that can only, it only takes us two or three passes to get right in front of goal now. And that's something that we certainly didn't have last year.
That want and desire, I've heard you repeatedly and very consistently talking about, wanting passes that break lines. I've heard you at games shouting at players to take people on. I mean, this all is very similar to you as a player. I mean, you want to get forward this year. You want to be entertaining and you want to turn teams around. That's the understanding I'm getting.
Yeah, there's no question. I think the balance has been in, how can we do that? And at the same time, not give up much in the back. And I think that, that's been the one area that, as we try to improve the most in the off season. And I feel like at this point, we've gone through, three preseason games in which we have not given up a goal. Not that that necessarily in itself means a lot, because there's ways of not giving up goals and there's ways of not giving up goals. But I think we're not giving up chances. And I think opponents are having a tough time getting chances against us. And I think that's much different than what we had going on last year.
So I know it's still early and I know you're still assessing and implementing your tactics and working on these things daily. I think sometimes all of us outside of the internal workings of a team forget how much work is going in and how much consistency and messaging and things when it comes to implementing a system. But it's been interesting to see Derek Jones in that position. You had him with on the under-20 national team for your time there, where he was very effective under you. And it is a nice thing to kind of see him rooted there for large occasions next to the new signing, Tim Parker.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Derek can be a big presence in there. And he's sort of an ongoing, project. He needs to get better. He needs to improve every day. I think he came here with an open mind in terms of, knowing how much he's going to have to work to earn playing time. And I think he's doing it. And I think, when he's on the field, the last couple games we played, he has been making a big difference in there in ball recovery, and he's good at it. And on top of it, he has good feet. He can win balls in the air. He's a presence in the box on both sides. So I think there's a lot of upside with Derek, considering he just turned 24. So I think he's we're getting him at a good moment.
Tab, is he the kind of guy that can grow into an even bigger leader? Kind of long term, if you're thinking a year or two down the road.
I'm expecting that. This is why we brought him. I thought we managed the draft really well this year in order to be able to pick him up and still get a good center back. So I think we did that well, but it was for a reason. It's because we think that he can give us a lot down the road. But I think, we need to have some of those dividends start to pay as soon as possible.
Todd Ramos, Houston Dynamo head coach, joining us here. We'll talk about the schedule a little bit before this interview is over. Tab, you just said we're expecting that, and I loved how just clean and fresh that answer was. It wasn't filled with a lot of rhetoric or maybe hopeful. Are those the kind of conversations that you get the best response out with players? Really just being very, very clear and setting a bar on what your expectations as a coach are?
You know, I've always been very honest with players, Glenn, and, you know, 99% of them take it the right way. And sometimes some players don't. But I think, you know, you can't really beat around the bush. You know, you have to get to the point and you have to tell them exactly what you want. And none of what you want requires any less work than your maximum effort. So it really starts there. I think I can always work with players who can give maximum effort. And I think I think our squad this year is full of guys who can't wait to get on the field to give maximum effort.
Todd Bramos joining us here ahead of tomorrow's 1 o'clock game against the Austin Bold again. That was a good preseason match for you as well. You have had some minor injuries in the center back position that's prevented you from playing guys like Fuenmayor and Bartlow. Minor Figueroa away on duty with Honduras. Sam Yonkwa has been playing in some of these games. Maybe some thoughts on him as a center back.
Well, we prepared Sam to potentially be a backup center back from the off season already. So it's not a surprise. We had already done video with him, preparing him coming into preseason, thinking that if something went wrong in the back, being that he's a lefty and he's very athletic, he's fast, he's good in the air, I think he can do well in that position. And so he just kind of fell right into it. He's doing a pretty good job for now. We're happy with what we've seen. I mean, it's unfortunate that at this point we're down three center backs right now, and that's not the norm. But the guys are doing well, and Sam is doing well for himself in that position.
Joe Corona coming back, finally getting some minutes. That must have been something very pleasing to you.
Yeah, I'm happy for Joe because he's had a little bit of an up and down, preseason in which we thought he was almost there. And then, you know, we had a couple of really small setbacks. We're being really careful with him in terms of the minutes we've been giving him. But we are certainly expecting for Joe to play a big part of this season for us. And so we're taking it a little bit at a time.
All right. With players like Joe Corona and Tim Parker and Maxi Arruti, added to the roster now. I mean, it's obvious you see the difference in how your implementation of tactics is kind of raised a little bit simply because of the quality of some of these guys. Is that a fair thing to say?
I mean,
without being disrespectful to anyone?
No, I mean, it's always about the players, right? I mean, your tactics all of a sudden start looking a little better, you know, when the players come in and they buy into what you're doing and they're good players and they're hard workers and all that stuff. I mean, it's really not me, you know, it's really them that are doing, they're doing a great job on the field. And that's making the team look good.
Todd Bramos, Houston Dynamo coach, joining us. You know, one thing that I was really impressed with, not that it matters if I'm impressed or not, but last year you really stuck to laying the foundation of, look, this is the way we're going to play in the future. Sure, you had to alter it at times due to things, but you really stuck to that. You could have done a lot of things and just, you know, said everybody sit back in your own half on our 18 and this is the way we're going to play the rest of the year. But it really seems like you sent a message last year that, look, this is the way we're playing. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair. And I think, when I came to Houston, I came with an idea of how I wanted to play. And I think if because of results only, I would have changed everything that I believe in, I don't think Houston would have gotten the coach that I think I am. And so whether that means I'm a good coach or not, that I don't know, but I do know that I have a way, and I felt like I should stick to my way. I should respect the quality of the players that we have and try to put them in the best situation to succeed within the system that we have. And I think we did that. And I felt like had we changed that in the middle, then you start losing the trust of everybody, because then everybody starts to think, hey, you know, depending on what happens, you know, things are going to change. I want to win this weekend, but I also want this weekend to be part of building into the future. And that's kind of how we did it last year. You know, unfortunately we didn't get results at times. Sometimes we were not good and sometimes we were unlucky, you know, like it didn't work out, but I think that we've started to build something. And I think that's clear.
This weekend, the kind of preseason tournament called La Copita starts. You get to play Austin FC. I would assume you're excited now to measure this team against MLS-type competition.
Yeah, I think now it's a matter of getting our team minutes against better competition. exactly what you said, because although we haven't given up too many chances, we also have not had to play against, you know, front lines like Austin would have or like Dallas will have. So, you know, how we are remains to be seen, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of corrections after Saturday's game at Austin.
All right, you got a power pack staff, and you added Martin Vazquez to it. Of course, Omid Namazi, a long time, you and him tied at the hip, the two Pauls as well. I'm probably missing somebody. I hope I'm not. And if I do, I apologize. But I know the staff goes deeper than those guys. But just tell me a little bit about the staff and how preseason's gone. And then how do you maybe divvy up kind of the scouting type of stuff? Because these are ever-changing teams in MLS. They may not look the same as last year in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, especially when you come from a situation like I was in at U.S. Soccer where you don't have a lot of resources, it's hard to all of a sudden come to a professional club and realize that you have all these other responsibilities, and inevitably you're going to have to you can't micromanage. You have to make people responsible for certain areas. So I feel really lucky that I have, you know, I have Omid here and I have Martin here, because I feel like if I'm not around and something needs to get done, they will do it the same or better than I will do it. And that goes for whether it's scouting, whether it's running sessions, whether it's putting together sessions, whether it's planning the periodization of how our game model is going to come together. You know, I think these are great people to have around. And so, yeah, we split responsibilities because otherwise it's too much for any one person. But I'm really happy that I have these guys here. I feel lucky that I have them.
Does your phone sometimes ring at 11 o'clock and one of your assistants says, "Hey, I have an idea. I want to talk to you," or vice versa? Does that ever happen?
For sure. It happens. You know, they're both very creative. They're both always thinking about how we can make the team better. And yeah, I feel really lucky about that.
Yeah. How do you do that in a game like we have, that does sometimes trend in certain directions based on successes of teams and individuals and the modernization of the sport. But there still is all this room to be highly creative within that context, right?
There is. You know, unfortunately, you know, we're in a results-oriented world. That's where we are, you know, in the professional game. And sometimes people can do it in a simple way, and sometimes people can make it extremely complicated. You know, you talk to some coaches and you're like, wow, you know, they really, you know, the way they see their game model goes through so many different steps that it seems like so complicated. And then you see, you know, coaches like Tata Martino, who's, you know, training sessions, a lot of the time they're 8v8s and 9v9s and very simple stuff. So, you know, no one's right or wrong. Everybody has their own different way. But I think this is a great part of coaching. You know, it never ends. There's always something different to do, something new, something you can implement. You can get more juice out of some player somehow in a different position. So it's exciting. And when you surround yourself with people who are constantly thinking about that, I mean, our conversations are just endless. Sometimes we just have to say, okay, we got to turn out the lights and get out of here. Yeah. You know, because we're here all the time.
Yeah. I've talked to some coaches after the second sentence. They lost me. I was like, I'm out. I can't follow you anymore. But and I mean that in a fair way. What's the part you like the most? Tactics? Man management? Is there anything specifically that you really maybe enjoy a little bit more than the other?
I mean, I like seeing the end product. I like when the team plays well. I like when we create a play from the middle of the field or from the back that requires a bunch of passes that high speed that end up in a far post run, you know, in a tap in, you know, like I live for those moments, you know. Unfortunately, obviously, you know, the important part is the results and that's what you have to get. But what makes me really happy is when the team plays well.
And the fruition of what you do during the work, you see it, you know, just evolve before your eyes on game day.
Well, and it's the because at the end of the day, it's the interpretation of the players. Of, you know, it's how the players interpret your message, and if they're happy doing it, and if you see they're buying in because they're enjoying it and they're successful with it, then that's your satisfaction as a coach.
Tab, when we look at the schedule, boy, you got some serious games right away. Obviously, the opener against San Jose, then it's Portland, LAFC, FC Dallas, Sporting Kansas City. On one hand, maybe it's daunting. On the other hand, it's super exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year we had that same type of schedule where we ended up playing Kansas City four times and we played Minnesota three or four times, and we ended up having a really tough schedule that way. you know what? I mean, it does no good to worry about that. We have to worry about our team, prepare for every game. One thing I do know is that in MLS, you're capable of winning any one game. And so we have to take one at a time. And right now we can only focus on San Jose.
Last one before I let you go, because the preseason games that I've seen, it seems like the ball's just really getting off people's feet quickly. I hear you urging that. I hear your staff urging that. Do you feel like this team, the speed of play angle of it, is going to be a little bit faster this year based on acquisitions and kind of where you are right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think this team resembles a little bit more what we wanted to see from the beginning. You know, we're starting to add some pieces that I think really fit into how we want to play. And so we need to improve a lot still. You know, we're not there. We're by far not there. But there's a lot of good things that are being done right now that we're happy about.
Tab, thanks as always for taking the time out to join us here. The listeners appreciate it. I certainly do. And good luck tomorrow in the preseason game. And as the season keeps getting closer and closer, we get more excited. So thanks for your time as always.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it. All right.
That's Tab Ramos, head coach of the Houston Dynamo. We'll take a break here. It's brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Onward and upward with Soccer Matters.